Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, you are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. So many things that you have in common, and this can feel really good, but we really need to get to the bottom of it to make sure that someone actually isn't mirroring you, and that instead they do have these commonalities that they suggest that they have. And when somebody mirrors you, a lot of times and most often, I don't actually think that it's consciously based. Now, some people I think can consciously do it because they're trying to develop a rapport, they're trying to get you to feel a certain way, they're trying to manipulate you into seeing them in a different light. They're trying to manipulate your feelings and thoughts to believe that they are this amazing being that happens to have dropped into your life at this exact time. For the most part, though, I do feel that most people do not consciously do this, but I think that there is options for both. And so we never want to look at one thing one-sided. We want to look at it from every angle possible. Because for the most part, I believe that when someone is mirroring, they're mirroring because they're wanting to fit in, obviously, but they're wanting to fit in because they don't really have a personal identity of their own. Because think about it, if you had a really, really solid identity that you had and you were solid with it and you felt good with it and this is how it was and this is how it is, and if you felt like that, you're not going to throw that away or put that on the side just to fit in. You're just not going to do it because you don't have time for that, because it's not realistic, it's not being honest, it's not being truthful. So there's multiple levels why you wouldn't actually do something like that. And so when somebody's mirroring, I believe that they're mirroring because they're trying to fit in, they need to fit in, they want to fit in. They believe that if they act a certain way or talk a certain way that they will fit in. If they have certain likes that you have likes of or dislikes that you have dislikes of, that builds this automatic rapport. In a sense. And because there's no really fast and solid way when we look at mirroring, sometimes it can be easy for someone to adapt another person's ideas, but definitely a lot easier if that person doesn't have their own solid ideas in their own mind of what they stand for and what they don't. Mirroring is imitating or copying another person's characteristics, their traits, their behaviors. And it can be challenging to spot because many of us want to have friends. We want to have romantic relationships with people that have things in common with us. We like it. It feels good. You don't want to be in a relationship with someone that hates everything that you like. I mean, honestly, I mean, how easy is that? That's a super hard relationship to be in. There's obviously a middle ground to that, a gray area, we might say. But, you know, let's think about that. And so oftentimes when we're meeting somebody, because many of us, especially in the last few years, it's been so nice to be able to reconnect with friends, meet new friends. You know, that need is definitely there. And being able to see that and having that connection is very powerful. However, it can be challenging to spot because of the desire that we have for other people to be very similar or to connect with us. Having that commonality, it can feel very good. So it's something that we're probably not actually looking for. What I also consider it too is, if you really think about it really clearly, it really is borrowing a self-image of someone else. It's borrowing somebody's image, and using that and portraying that as yourself. And this can be very light in nature as far as a few things, a few similarities or a few things that someone chooses to like that you like. And this can be, and this can actually gradually.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it is, sometimes it can be even harder to spot because over a period of time the person has, you know, become more and more like you and you might not actually see it. And sometimes that can be our own ego getting in the way, of being able to see the truth, because the truth is right in front of our face. But again, it's harder to see our issues, especially when we're in the middle of those issues. Oftentimes, too, when certain mirroring takes place and occurs, it can also, be a concept of a personality disorder. And in that situation, that person doesn't really know who they are. They're trying to adapt. They're trying to fit in. They're trying to be liked. They want everybody to like them. And so there's this absent or distorted self-image. And they constantly are trying to be somebody just to fit in. And it's heartbreaking to some degree. And I know that some people would be like, oh, that's evil, that's creepy. But no, it's actually kind of heartbreaking in the fact that somebody doesn't have a self-image enough to be able to step up and be that person. But also that insecurity and that fear that they will not be liked, they will not be respected, they will not be chosen, that sort of thing. And it's interesting because this type of behavior can manifest itself in, the imitation and, the copying of another person's way of mannerisms, how somebody talks, the way that they use their hands, the way that they cross their legs. It can also be used in the way somebody speaks, the way that someone speaks, how they inflect maybe some jokes, the laughter, even some of the sayings that this person uses. So some of the sayings or thoughts of what somebody is saying or doing can also be interesting. Favorite thoughts or favorite concepts of a person can be that way as well. So all these things are very important to analyze. All these things, we have to look at and really get a grip on to really understand what are we dealing with and, how deep is the mirroring. It can also be in behavior, right? Somebody can copy, mirror our behavior. Even our dress, the way that you dress can be copied. The style of clothes that you wear can be copied. The habits you have, the habit purchases, the way that you purchase things, what you purchase, the things that you buy can also be mirrored and copied. I was talking to someone the other day, and they just realized that this person in their life has been copying their clothing style for the last 3 years to the extreme of they will go and pick up clothes and buy clothes, and then they'll see this person. And the person will ask them all these questions about where they got it and all that stuff. And then within a week, that person's wearing the exact identical outfit and talking about it. And I understand that people like certain things that other people have, but quite honestly, I would never want to be dressed the same. I would never want to wear something that someone else is wearing. Just, I do not want to do that. That is something that I would not want to do. Not that it's like that big of a deal, but honestly, it's their own style. I'm not interested in copying that. But, I've heard of, extreme stories where women have actually copied another woman's jewelry. Every piece of jewelry they have, had it made, created, just to match exactly. And to me, that's interesting because I haven't seen anybody's style that I would want to replicate. Sorry, just haven't. I mean, not that people don't have great style, but I'm not really interested in their style. I have my own style, and it's what I gravitate to, and it's what I like, and it kind of augments and changes over time based on how I'm feeling and that sort of thing. But I don't want to mimic another person's style. I just don't see the need or want or desire. But some people do, and it gets overwhelming because it gets excessive because they need that to continue because they're kind of building off the image of that other person. And that can be challenging to see, especially if you're in a romantic relationship or dating someone right now that might be mirroring you, because they could be saying all the things that you agree with. They could be saying all the right things. They could like all the right music. They could like all the same music. They could love doing all the things that you like to do. They could hate, the things that you hate, and y'all can talk about all that stuff as well. So it's I think hate is a very harsh word. Dislike, the things that you dislike, that sort of thing. But again, remember, it actually creates this reality where if that's not really true and the person really doesn't feel that way, it's a fake connection. It's not a real connection. You see what I'm saying? It's not real. It's not real. And if it's not real, what do we have? Because if the person really doesn't want that, or if the person really doesn't feel that way, What do we really have? What are we really doing? And that's the question. And that's why this show, I think, is so important for anybody out there listening to this. Please share it with family, friends, relatives, anybody that you think is going through this, even yourself. Let's analyze this stuff and let's begin to get to the bottom of it. Let's get to the core of this so we can better understand ourselves and better understand the relationships that we're in. Because this is so important to know. As long as we kind of have an idea of what we're dealing with, we have a better chance of getting through it positively. We have a better chance of understanding ourselves. We have a better chance of all those things. However, if we don't really see things clearly, or we're not looking at things clearly, we might not really be able to understand what's really happening in our life. And that's what I wanted. That's what this whole show is about. That's what the whole concept of Live Your True Life Perspectives and Live Your True Life is about, is really being able to understand who you are, being able to understand what you stand for, being able to understand that. And that's what a lot of clients come to me for, is when they're in the middle of a toxic relationship. They're questioning their own identity. They're worried. They're questioning that identity. And because they've been in this relationship so long, that has created turmoil and has created personal questioning in their own mind. And that's where it's such a big deal. That's where the rubber meets the road. You know, that's where we have to really look at things and say, okay, what is going on here? And so, and when you're in a relationship that has created this question and concern in your life, you begin to question your identity. You begin to question who you are or what you stand for. You begin to question those things. And as we question those things, we end up losing sight of our identity. And so one of the things that I really help clients with is to really figure out what that identity looks like, because we have to kind of resurrect it from the very beginning. We have to start from scratch, and there'll be some pieces that we can use, but we really have to start from scratch, because anytime someone is in one of those types of relationships, now, it's not all one-sided. Now, it's not just one person is contributing to the toxicity in a relationship. However, it's the perfect storm, right? And I've talked about the perfect storm before, is that we have to look at the perfect storm and understand it and really analyze it to understand why we're in the relationship. Why do we choose that relationship in the first place? What is it providing for us? And then what is it taking away from us? And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, and you might be one of them, who's in a relationship where you're being treated poorly, you're being yelled at, you're being screamed at, you're taken for granted. Maybe they're using names, calling you names, you know, pushing your buttons, doing these types of things. And that's super challenging. It's super challenging and it's super painful. And I totally understand that. I totally understand if you're there. And if you're there, that is a really challenging place to be, because you may know that you are not selfish. You may know that you're not a liar. You may know that you're not a cheater. But the longer somebody keeps telling you that, the more it keeps registering in your brain, the more you're hearing these negative concepts, the more that you're hearing these negative labels that you're having to toss aside and re-believe in who you are. And over time, it makes you question, especially the concept of being selfish. I always think that's an interesting one, that selfish one. That's used quite a bit across the board. And when people are constantly saying that someone else is selfish, and the other person knows that they're not, but again, a lot of times we don't realize that we might be being projected upon. And that projection is a really challenging thing to see sometimes, because we're not really necessarily prepared for it. And so later on in the show, I'm going to be talking more about mirroring, more about things to really recognize and see. And this doesn't just apply to romantic relationships. This applies to all relationships and friendships and work environment and that sort of thing, because this is going to really help you to understand truly what these relationships are about and be able to understand if there needs to be some boundaries that haven't been created and some other things as well. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're examining the concept of mirroring. Some people call it the chameleon effect. We know what chameleons do, right? So it's about somebody mirroring you, and a lot of times, more often than not, we don't know that they're mirroring us. We're not over there going, "Oh, I'm being mirrored." No, usually we just have blinders on. We don't realize it's happening because it feels good when somebody likes the same stuff or does the same things or doesn't like the same things you don't like and, you know, totally is behind you 100% and doesn't argue and finds all this. Yeah, it's great. It feels great. And so we confuse that a lot of times with, "Oh, we have all this in common," when in reality, we might not actually have that much in common. And remember that the building, you know, that commonality and building that connection is a way to get closer to you. And so, you know, when you think about it, mirroring is described in multiple things. So let's look at mirroring just outside of psychology, outside of this concept. Let's look at mirroring in the business sense. You know, there's lots of different videos and content and books out there, and it's very interesting about how, you know, when people are in business, how they mirror, they imitate the verbal or nonverbal behaviors of others. In business settings, this is often done to build rapport and goodwill. It's very interesting. But isn't that manipulation to some degree? Is it? Think about it. How close is that to manipulation? If you're doing the same thing as someone else, if you're copying the way that they're sitting, you know, is that really honesty? You know, it's interesting how, you know, the body language, all that is very interesting. And, you know, the context of this, because, you know, to some degree, when you look at mirroring, you see that, you know, in certain aspects, supposedly it's not negative. Supposedly it's not bad. You know, there's articles in the Wall Street Journal that talk about using mirroring to connect with others. Adopting the same gestures and postures and tone can enhance bonding and help with networking or negotiating. But be subtle about it. I mean, I get that we want to connect, but I mean, do we want to connect at all at this kind of extreme? And I think it's kind of creepy, maybe. I mean, some people, you know, to some degree, but it says that mirroring can help you to create powerful connections with others. This behavior is called the chameleon effect, which causes others to like and trust you more. But think about that. I mean, I get that we want to connect and have rapport, but do we have to have rapport at all costs? To me, this is kind of sketchy because this is happening now personally, professionally, all across the world. There's somebody that you know in your life that is mirroring you. And you have thought that this person and you are identical when in reality you're not. And that's what I want us to think about. That's where I want us to go from A to B. That's what I want us to think about, because I want us to think about that in a way that we really kind of connect those dots. I want us to think about that in a way that we connect those dots. I want us to understand that in a way where we start understanding exactly where we stand. And I'm just bringing this up because I think this is very important, because there's a lot of mixed signals about mirroring. And I even think that when you're talking about it in a business setting, I still don't think it's right. I mean, it's okay to appreciate someone else's style and that sort of thing. But to mimic it, I don't know. I feel like it's a way of creating rapport that's not necessarily real. I mean, I can understand if somebody is very intense at the moment and you get to their intensity. I can understand if somebody's, you know, being calm or joking and you begin to joke as well, just to continue to create the same atmosphere, the same feelings, the same emotions, but understanding that you're coming from the position of who you are and what's going on with you that's honest and direct. And that's where I want us to be at, is that I want us to also realize if we're ever mirroring, and why do we mirror? So we can talk more about that here in just a bit, as, you know, if we are mirroring, you know, why? You know, why have we caught ourselves doing it? Why are we doing it? What's the reason? You know, and let's really dig deep into that. And that'll also help us to understand reasons of why other people do mirror if it's not you, and be able to understand that plight. So we have a lot to talk about. Don't change the channel. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Eastern Kentucky is recovering from devastating flooding affecting more than a dozen counties in that state. Governor Andy Beshear says that the death toll from the flood stands at 25 and could go up.
This is still an emergency situation. We are in search and rescue mode. Again, that count is going to continue to go up, and we don't lose this many people in flooding. This is a real tough one.
He adds that the Kentucky National Guard has rescued more than 400 people by aircraft alone over the last couple of days. The Commonwealth is also receiving assistance from the Tennessee and West Virginia National Guards. China's ruling Communist Party announced it was conducting what it called live fire exercises near the Pingtang Islands opposite the Taiwanese coast. The one-sentence announcement comes after their warning to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to do not go to Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm explaining the concept of mirroring, the chameleon effect, and what that really is. And right before the break, I was talking about how you can go online and find a lot of stuff on mirroring, and some of it is like supposedly positive, you know, out of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. You know, if you want to do this, you can connect. If you do this, you can connect more in business. You can do that. You can do this. And I just don't know if any of this is really truly where we need to be at. I really think that mirroring needs to be really watched and really made aware. And I think we all need to be aware of the tendency of us to mirror another person. And right now, I really want to talk about, you know, if you find yourself mirroring, have you found yourself mirroring someone else? Have you found yourself agreeing to things that you don't want to agree to? Have you found yourself, you know, getting into fit in, where you fit in and trying to get in there and try to do what you need to do to form that connection? Do you feel like sometimes you do things because you feel like you have to, not because you want to? You know, and these are interesting because as I work with clients day after day, it's interesting how we find out usually that they have been, or their spouse has been, or their romantic partner has been, or their good friend has been mirroring them, or they've been mirroring them, and they didn't realize it. Because it happens so quickly, and a lot of times it's on autopilot, right? We want so badly somebody to care about us, to connect with us, to, even if it's just if it's a friend, to be our good friend, to be there for us, and we don't think about, you know, maybe some of the things that we had to do to make that a reality. And those are the things that we really need to analyze and we need to see for what it is so we really get a good baseline as to what's happening and what we're doing. And this is very important aspects of our life. And these are things that we really need to focus on. So why would we mirror? What would be the purpose of mirroring? Let's ask the question. What would be the purpose of mirroring? And I want you to think about that. Why would we mirror? And I think that a lot of people mirror to fit in. I think that a lot of people mirror because it's easier that way. You're not rocking the boat. You're finding commonality. You're agreeing to things. The other person obviously, you know, likes you. Because you're agreeing with them. There's not any negativity. There's no turmoil. You know, that kind of thing. And I think that that's where, you know, the rubber meets the road. And I feel like that's an important concept here. Because that's where, you know, a lot of times we try to get in to fit in and that sort of thing. And so if you're mirroring someone right now, why is that? Why are you mirroring someone? Why do you feel like you need to mirror that person? And that's a really good question, because what is the need? What's the reason for needing to do that? And if you feel like you are not able to, you know, continue that relationship without that, or you feel as though the person's not going to be there for you or understand your plight, then that's something that we really need to discuss. Because right now, if you're mirroring somebody and that's not really how you feel, we're not being authentically honest about ourselves. We're not being authentically honest about what we stand for. We're not being authentically honest about who we are. And I think that's important. And I think that's something that we have to honestly look at. And many of us might be doing it with a boss. We might be mirroring a boss. We might be mirroring a good friend. We might be mirroring a childhood friend. And we have to really separate that and ask ourselves, do we really feel this way? Because sometimes you may have been mirroring for so long, you don't really know what you like. You're not aware of really what you like or who you are. And this can be super painful. This can be super painful because this can be a problem. And this is something that we definitely need to look at and understand so that we can better understand ourselves. And this is powerful. And this is what we need to be aware of for ourselves. And this is what we need to be aware of to move forward in our life. And that's where we need to be at, which is so practical and powerful and very interesting when you think about it. Because even, you know, many of us don't even realize it, you know, that we've been going through this. Many of us don't realize, you know, that we have had to deal with this. And this is something that we need to be aware of. This is something that we need to understand to really get to that next level. So if you are mirroring somebody, really looking at that and understanding that and seeing that for what that truly is. You know, also it's interesting when I look at mirroring, I found that some people mirror other people's clothing, their style. Other people mirror their cars. They might buy the same identical car. They may mirror your likes and dislikes, the music you like, the types of people you like, the types of clothing. They might even mirror your belief systems. And this is a deep one. I think you can figure out the other ones pretty easily. But this is a very deep one that is challenging, because what happens is that when somebody mirrors our belief system, we begin to believe that they feel the exact way as we do. Now, that can be very manipulative, because I know that some of you out there have been looking for someone for a long time that agrees with you or believes in some of the concepts that you believe in. And once you find that person, it's such an amazing feeling. You feel as though, oh my gosh, I found my soulmate. This is really the one. This is the person. This is it. This is the end all be all. I finally figured it out. And it can be really off-putting because it might not be true. It might not actually be the truth, and it's probably not, especially if somebody's mirroring you. I recently been working with someone, and the very beginning of their relationship, the spouse actually, you know, convinced them that they were big believers in God, just as they were, that they carried their Bible everywhere, that they did this and that, and that was it. And so they immediately believed that they were at the same level in their thought process, and religion-based-wise, as they were. And so that immediately allowed them to, I think, take down any sort of walls. And also, unfortunately, when that happens, when mirroring happens, well, a lot of times what we do is we forego boundaries. And see, this is one of the things that I want you to think about is we don't really have to always worry about is somebody marrying or not, but we need to create proper boundaries in our relationship to really understand where we're at. And we can't just lose our boundaries based on this person has all these things in common, okay? So if I believe in Christianity or I believe in Buddhism or I believe in Islam, it doesn't matter what. And somebody comes into my life and they believe in exactly the same thing and they believe in it and they tell me they believe in it. You know, you still got to take time over and really analyze and see somebody over a period of time if that is honestly true or not. Is that really necessarily where they stand? And that's what I really want to ask you. Is that necessarily where they stand? And these are things that we need to really, really focus on. These are things that we need to understand. These are things that we need to focus on. These are things that we have to get a grip on. And this is what we need to really analyze. And that's where I want us to be at. That's where I want us to be at, is to really see that. Because it's what happens here is that if we fall for the mirroring and we believe the mirroring to be true, what happens is we usually lack boundaries. We lack limit. We don't put any boundaries up. We allow people to continue to do what they're doing. And then over time, we have no boundaries at all. And so basically, we're in this relationship, but we don't have boundaries. We don't have limitations. We're not thinking about anything else because this person seems to be the perfect mate possible. But what happens when we find that's not true? Also, it's really hard when we don't have boundaries to really see this, remember? Because we don't have boundaries and everything's just kind of willy-nilly and we're just kind of going, you know, we're just kind of seeing this. We have to get to that point where we can understand that, okay, if we can create some boundaries and have some boundaries in the relationship, you know, that's going to be very helpful for us to understand who we are and where we are and what we're doing in our life. And that is what's so super important for us, right, is to understand exactly what that's about and be able to see that for what it is from the very get-go. And so the boundaries that we need to talk about here, whether somebody's mirroring you or not, whether you know it or not, is to be able to start and look at, you know, what do you really believe in? This is going to help you to stop mirroring if you're mirroring as well, because we really have to know what you stand for. Because if you don't know what you stand for, you're going to constantly find yourself mirroring with other people. And it's just not going to be honest for you. It's not going to be true. It's not going to be honest for you. You're going to be questioning yourself and you're going to fall trap into falling for other people, you know, and what they're saying. You know, that's the key. You don't want to fall trap into something. You don't want to fall trap into what's happening. You don't want to fall trap in the situation of what's going on. And that is very important. So we want to really be honest and truthful in what we're doing. We want to be honest and truthful in everything we do. And this is very powerful. But in order to do that, we have to really understand who we are and what we stand for. So what are our values? What are our values? What does that mean? So, like, for example, do I believe in this? Do I believe in that? What are my values? And we can kind of go from there. So if we can understand that and we can understand where we are, we can understand what we agree to and what we don't agree to. And that can help you, because it's hard sometimes when we're forging through life. Sometimes it can be easier, we feel, to just agree with somebody and disagree with them so that we can accept that reality. Just agree with them to accept that reality. And that's what we need to really look at. That's what we need to understand. Because we have to be true to ourselves. Because what happens here is, like, let's just say that you are mirroring someone in your life. It gets tiring after a while, because over time you're not going to want to continue that way. You might have your own thoughts. You may feel like you are neglecting yourself. You may begin to question your reality. Is this what I stand for? Is it not what I stand for? All these things are very important to understand. All these things are very important to understand where we are and what we're doing. And that's where I want us to be. That's where I want us to understand. That's where I want us to connect. That's where I want us to be. That's where I want us to be as far as, okay, this is my feelings. I might not completely know exactly where I stand on everything, but I'm going to get to an idea. I'm going to have a good idea, and I can change an idea at any time. But I'm going to be okay with saying some things that might be disagreeable with somebody else. And I'm not doing it just to create a problem or to rock the boat, just doing it because that's just honestly how I feel. And it's like once you get to that point of being honest with how you feel, that's when we can get to that next level of saying, okay, I realize now that I have been mirroring quite a bit. I realize now that I have been mirroring this situation and I've created this reality and I get that. So how do I move forward with that? How do I change that? How do I augment that? How do I reconcile with that? Because if you're mirroring somebody, don't beat yourself up. Let's just look at it. I mean, this is what we need to look at because you've been told somehow or not through your core beliefs based on your core wounds that you can't be you or that you have to be like everybody else to fit in. And that's what we need to understand. That's what we need to honestly look at. Where did this come from? Where did this start? Where did this thought concept start from? What do we need to do from there? And that is powerful. And that's where we derive power in our life and understand exactly who we are. And over time, we will figure out the ins and outs. Over time, we will figure out who we really are. Over time, we will realize what we stand for. Over time. And I feel like that's where we need to be at. That's what we need to understand. That's where we need to be. And if we can get there, we're going to be that much better. If we can get there, we're going to be that much more firm in who we are. And that is going to be powerful. So let's look at that. Where do we stand? What do we stand for? You know, when it comes to our belief system, do you have an idea of what your belief system is? What does it mean? What do you? You can always change this. It's always fluid. That's the thing is that it's not like a doctrine. We're not like, you know, putting out, you know, stone tablets and saying that this is, you know, this is it. It's never going to change. I'm never going to augment this. It's never going to be augmented. I'm always going to feel this way. No, I'm just saying, where are you at right now? Where are you at right now? Where do you want to be at? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts right now? What are your beliefs right now? What are the things that really set, you know, really stick? What are the things that you really want to live by? What are those things? And really get to analyze this because this is some powerful information. This is some powerful stuff that we can really get down to the root of things to really understand better what is going on in our life. What is really happening? And how do we get there? And that's where the power starts. That's where we begin to get power in our life. So I want you to start writing that down. Get out a journal. Start a journal. Buy a journal. Get a notebook. Don't just write on random pieces of paper because that's not going to help us because those random pieces of paper are going to be thrown away. They're going to get lost. They're not going to be in order. We're not going to know where they are. All those things. So let's get some organization into our life and start analyzing how do we feel. Write it down. What do I think about this? What do I think about that? What are my thoughts? What are my feelings? Why do I feel that way? Why do I feel this way? And why do I have this belief? Why is this belief so important to me? Where did it come from? Where did this belief come from? Where did it originate from? That's what's so smart about it, right? Where did it originate from? What does it mean? And why am I doing this? Why do I feel this way? Why is this so important to me? All these things are very important questions that we can ask ourselves as we begin to learn who we are. And this and what we're doing here is we're realizing we don't have to borrow a self-image. We don't have to mirror anymore. And we can realize when we are mirroring and be able to understand exactly what's going on in our life so that we can be super prepared and understand when we've done this. Because what happens with mirroring is we've probably been doing it for a very long time and we are super unaware of it. We're unaware that we're doing it. We just are. So we got to be super aware that we're doing it. And in order to be aware of it, we got to think, is this really what I stand for? Is this really how I feel? Do I really like this music? Is this song really my favorite song? All these questions need to be asked, no matter how simple or how deep. When I return, I'll be explaining more of this and how to ask those questions and how to get to the bottom of things and get some clarity. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been examining mirroring, the chameleon effect, understanding if we are mirroring or if somebody else is mirroring us, and how to really get down to the bottom of that, really understand what that means. You know, when we mirror somebody, you know, it could be something that we subconsciously didn't even realize it, unconscious to the fact that we're doing it, just to be able to fit in, just to be able to get that other person to like us. And that could be a way of life that we've had for a very long time. And understanding that that's the case can really help us to understand if we're mirroring and can help us to understand who we truly are, to let go of the BS and begin to identify who we are so that we can enter into relationships that actually work, but also we can enter into a relationship with ourselves. And that's what's so important. That's where we need to be at. And so, you know, if we recap the show and really think about this, we need to figure out our values. We need to figure out what we stand for, what we believe in, and what we don't. And if we can get a good baseline on that, we can really get an idea of where we are. We can also be aware of, am I mirroring? Am I not? What's really happening? And this can be very valuable. And this can be very, very profound when it comes to that stuff. And I think that is where we need to be at. And that is so valuable and so profound. Once we understand those values, we get to that level. Once we understand those values, we really understand who we are and we understand what we stand for. And so this is helpful. Anybody out there that is dealing with someone mirroring them, anybody out there who is mirroring someone else. So understanding our values. What do we stand for? What are the things that we agree with? Looking at our belief system, what do we believe in? What do we not? You know, if you believe that you're being mirrored by somebody, step back and start analyzing. You know, if they agree with you, do they actually have a real reason why they agree? Or are they just agreeing? And are you just now realizing that that's what's been happening this whole time? Because that's information, too. Because if we're just being agreed with this entire time, and that's what's really happening, we need to get a grip on that and understand what is truly happening, because that can also be very painful later on down the road, because we may be believing a situation and believing a relationship is where it is when it's not. And to me, it's like we really all need to look at our mirroring across the board with everything and everything we do to make sure that we're all being honest with ourselves. How much mirroring are we doing? And if we are mirroring, what do we need to learn from that? How do we need to learn from that? What can we do to go from there. And that is what I'm thinking, and that is where we need to go from there, to understand that and to get a better aspect of where we are in our life. So being able to step back, looking around, is someone mirroring you? Understanding that, seeing the perspective they are mirroring you. Is it from a perspective of manipulation, or is it the fact that they just want to get in to fit in? You know, are they aware of it? Are they not aware of it? On the other flip side, is that you? Are you mirroring somebody else? Are you aware of it? Are you not aware of it? You know, looking at it, you know, seeing it. Is there things that you don't really like that you're agreeing and going along with? These are things that you need to think about as well. All these aspects are very powerful aspects, and all it does is help us learn more about ourselves and learn more about the others who are around us. And the more relationships we have, the more we learn about ourselves, and that becomes very valuable because the most important relationship we will have is with ourselves, to understand who we are, what we stand for in this lifetime, and get a better idea of the human condition. If you haven't already, go check out YouTube. Go to YouTube. We put up new video content every single week. Video content, we put up podcasts. If you're listening to this, you're either listening to it on the radio or you're listening to it in the podcast format. Either way, I'm glad to have you here. If you go to YouTube, just put my name in, Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S, and check it out. Check out the new content. We also have a new members website that's exclusive to our website, Ashley Burgess, ASHLEY BERGESS.com. And yes, you can click on that, and on the front page on the website, you'll see a banner there. You can click on that banner and learn about membership opportunities. We have all kinds of things going on, opportunities, we have events, and we have exclusive content that isn't anywhere else. So definitely check into that when you get a chance. There's all types of different memberships, and it's really neat because you can communicate, and it's a safe environment where people can communicate their ideas and their thoughts and be able to be heard and communicate and comment without having to have ridicule and that sort of thing, as well as finding a community of people that actually resonate with what you resonate. So definitely check it out when you get a chance. And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and definitely, you know, being a part of the message and being a part of the solution and sharing with others. The more you can share, please share the show. Please help get the word out. We're doing as best as we can. We don't do a lot of it. We don't do any advertising, so it's really word of mouth on everything. And for everybody with word of mouth, thank you so much, because this is what we need. Let other people know so they can get help as well, and we can keep pushing out the positive, healthy message for others to hear. Again, thanks for tuning in. Whether you're working out, driving to work, putting the kids to bed, just sitting at your desk with your ear pods on, glad to have you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com, and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caletrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Caletrin consultants at